Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 11th of October, recording at 9:29 p.m. and still British summer time. Well, first the highlights here today. Japan's big 2.5% gain on the Nikkei stock average. That's the big one. And in currencies, dollar strong in here. Getting back up to look at that 90 level on the U.S. dollar index. And precious metals, generally firm, although off their highs, given the rally that we have seen in the U.S. dollar. And crude oil and natural gas, signs of a recovery in here today. Okay, let's go back to the stock market sector. And what do I think? Well, first, I think this is a bit of a dangerous time, not least for two reasons. One is that I think that the global stock market rally that started in March 2003 is pretty long in the tooth. And while I maintain that a lot of those markets, not least the resources markets, and then re-emerging industrial powerhouses, or recovering industrial powerhouses, I should say, such as Japan and Korea, are in secular bull markets. Nevertheless, there is the Wall Street leash effect. And Wall Street has been unable, on three important, very important indices at least, the Dow, the S&P, and the NASDAQ, Wall Street has been unable to move back above those August lows, which it took out last week. Now, that's not game, set, and match, taking out the August lows, but I did say, well, the U.S. indices were holding above those levels. I did stress their importance, saying that we didn't have to worry about anything, really, except shadows, while Wall Street remained above those initial support levels. Once it took them out, it would be demonstrating additional resistance in the higher side of this year's ranges, and that would increase the risk factor here for global stock markets generally. So Wall Street's performance remains pretty lackluster, and if it's going to really avoid causing problems, or if it's not to cause problems for other global stock markets, let alone if Wall Street is to move to new highs for the year, it's got to push back above those August lows, and sooner rather than later, in my view. Now, it's not far away, so it would only take a decent day or two on the upside to actually do that. There is still plenty of liquidity sloshing around in the system. No other markets have shown a similar sort of deterioration that we've seen on Wall Street. But, you know, there's some pretty pretty substantial gains out there, and that would give one some cause for concern. Investors have been really quite euphoric. Another concern to me is that the Australian stock market's so often a leader. I've put great store by that. When Australia looks healthy, then the whole resources sector looks healthy, and indeed stock markets in general look healthy. But the Australian market's had quite a sharp downward reaction, really indicating that a medium-term correction is underway. Now, a medium-term correction can be anything from a few weeks to, well, considerably longer, but I'm thinking of at least in terms of a few weeks. And so that does concern me a little bit. But again, I'll repeat myself and stress again that there is still plenty of liquidity sloshing around in the system, but investors have this long in the tooth rally to worry about. Okay, many of them may not be too concerned about that, but then they've got energy prices to be concerned about, and perhaps most of all, they've got rising interest rates, or certainly more talk of rising interest rates, to be a bit concerned about. So it's a little bit of a risky period here. I would not be aggressive in terms of putting new money in global stock markets, although I'm not abandoning many positions, any positions in here right now, in terms of my pension fund core holdings. But I noticed that a number of them have lost form, and those have been some of the spectacular performers. NDL, that hasn't lost a great deal of form, it's only a little bit off the high. Ditto the Investec Global Energy Fund, but that had a bigger reaction than we've seen for a considerable period, because mainly because it hadn't seen any reactions. Not unreasonable that it should get a reaction, but yes, but you get the point here. I'm noticing some little signs of at least short-term stress in these markets. So it's making me feel a little bit more cautious. Okay, moving on. Bonds a little bit softer in here today. I do not like these long-dated government bonds. The best one can say for them, I feel, is that if and when stock markets occasionally take a nosedive, then the bonds will rally. Thereafter, it's a time to short them. I'd short these long-dated government bonds after any reasonable rally shows signs of losing momentum. Now, currencies, the US dollar, this is really quite intriguing, and I'm going to put this chart up here to see exactly where it closed. And touched the 90 level and then backed off, so 89, 86. Now, what's interesting is that it had come down last Thursday. It came down with a thump, and the decline really started on Wednesday, although it didn't fall very much. So, sharp fall on Thursday, and it's taken it 3 days to move back up. In other words, greater dynamic on the downside by far, no dynamic on the upside. But again, to reaffirm the resistance up here near this 90 level, we do need to see it start to fall back again, and preferably with a dynamic. That would not surprise me at all, but until it happens, I'll be a little bit cautious on this overall. That created a small headwind for precious metals today, but not until after they had scored further gains, particularly platinum, and that closed up with good gains anyway, albeit off the highs. January contract, which I hold, 946.1, and platinum actually hit a new all-time ever high in here today. Well, in nominal terms, at any rate, and it looks well supported on the chart. And I think an awful lot of people have been looking at that platinum chart, as I did, say a year or so ago, and say, well, is this an extended top formation, or is this going to be a very long consolidation at higher levels, something that I would not suspect except within a secular bull market? And while not everybody will be convinced yet, because today we just nudged slightly to a new high on platinum, nonetheless, the progression of higher reaction lows that you can see on the charts suggests to me that this is well supported and it is going to get another run on the upside. Also, it's the only precious metal, as I've said before, that does not have a contango, and therefore there is a shortage of nearby platinum. So we could it's not beyond the realms of possibility that we see platinum hold above $950 for a day or two, that we could get a run to 1,000 fairly quickly, particularly if we get the dollar coming off a bit. But I think can do it without the dollar coming off, just as we've seen that precious metals have uncoupled somewhat from the dollar. It's become very much a story of strength against all the currencies in here. Now, silver. A lot of people are writing about silver and talking about silver in the last few weeks. When I rolled my December contract, I beg your pardon, my September contract into December, I think buying the December at 683, and that's a pretty chunky position that I hold there. People were short. And certainly among some of the more aggressive hedge fund contingent. And here we are with silver knocking on $8 here today. I think it got up to 9.95 and a half. $88 rather is a level from which we've seen bungee jumps, particularly nearly a couple of years ago, when silver had s accelerated up to that level, looked very overextended, and then crashed back down. Second test, it fell back more slowly. This time around, I'd be surprised if we saw more than a bit of ranging consolidation. I wouldn't mind a little dip back, actually, as I'd pick up some of the silver that I've let out on a baby steps basis. I still have a very substantial position, but I wouldn't mind increasing it a bit further because I think silver will eventually take out this $8 level, and then speculative interest will increase yet again. And it could easily run. Where's this thing going? Well, targets are a mug's game, but I think it's going a lot higher. If not over the short term, over the medium to longer term. And note that article on MineWeb at the bottom of today's comment. And I was well, silver's for trading, as far as I'm concerned. Obviously, I knew it had industrial uses. And it also has a monetary role, and I've long said that it performed as high beta gold. But I was impressed to see the additional the additional industrial uses for silver. That's hardly surprising. You got an important metal that's been dirt cheap for so long that it would well, industrial interest in this, industrial uses for the metal would only increase. Now, in the fantasy game department, I wouldn't be at all surprised with all the liquidity that's sloshing around and in hedge funds if we did not get some attempts to corner some of these metals. Now, you've heard me say this before, and there are four candidates at least. And three of them are precious metals. It could be, I'll list five candidates, of which three of them are precious metals. And those are platinum, palladium, and silver. And the two among the industrial metals, I would say, are copper and zinc. There's just not much of the stuff around. And it would not be at all surprising if not sooner, over the next decade or so, if some of these groups did not just get together and buy and buy and buy and just, take the stuff out of circulation for a while, could cause quite a problem. Okay, now back to the reality of what's going on here in the markets. I mentioned in terms of natural gas, that's one I always like. I think, as Owen had said a while back, that natural gas is experiencing a major re-rating. Remember, it wasn't all that long ago and that many years ago that they used to just flare the stuff off. Now it's a crucially important source of energy. And so therefore, I've been very keen to buy natural gas, as is Owen, anytime it really comes off, and it did rattle off a bit more than a dollar. Began to firm up in here today, so we picked some up. Now, that's worked so far, and you've always got to touch wood with natural gas, can be pretty volatile, and these are big contracts. But if we see it was closed at 13.653 in here tonight, and if I see that close to the $14 level tomorrow, I think discretion being the better part of valor, I'd probably take the position out. In other words, take the profit. And I think that's pretty much it, folks, but my goodness, isn't all this exciting? Have a great evening.